More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, Facebook Live, take two. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon, Stockton, California, July 16th. We experienced a little technical difficulty, so we're about 10 minutes into the call, so we have now officially started over. Today's topic is the psychology of selling. I have been a sales professional for 35 plus years. I've coached over 12,000 clients, I've coached over 12,000 clients, 60,000 hours one-on-one. And what I've assisted many people to overcome is their anxiety about being rejected and abandoned. If you had rejection, abandonment, anxiety about outcomes that haven't happened, it will show up in your relationships with your soulmate, your wife, significant other, teammates, employers. So when your body runs your brain and you hold on to events that are unresolved, specifically the emotions of anxiety and rejection, then selling will be a difficult, arduous task, and you will spend most of your time avoiding that process. Now, the live today is going to be a little shorter because of the technical difficulties we had, so I'm going to move right into the content of this. So what that means is that you're like, if you go into fight or flight before you go into any kind of selling experience, then you're going to have a mixed message. It means you're going to be overwhelmed. For you to be an effective closer, communicator, someone who can articulate their feelings into words, it requires you to let go, to let your body be in a relaxed state of consciousness, awareness, understanding, and knowing. When I finish this live today, I have a 1:30 prospecting call. I had a prospecting call earlier today. I have prospecting calls every single day of my life. There isn't a day go by unless I take a dedicated day off that I am not prospecting. I'm not talking about situational prospecting out there. I'm talking about situational prospecting right here, where I am asking the questions in a state of flow, questions about the outcome. Your prospect is your opponent until they're your teammate, meaning your prospect has your money. Your prospect isn't sure if you have a unique marketing proposition. That's why there has to be a win-win situation. But when you telegraph your anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened, that's about your abandonment rejection issues that are unresolved. I don't like the word no. Well, that's understood, because seldom is the word no ever spoken in English language when it comes to a commitment. When someone says they're not interested, they're not telling you no, they're letting you know that they're not a qualified buyer. This is why you don't chase, stalk, and follow up with this situation. You easily and effortlessly let go. Letting go means your ability to separate your feelings from the events. But when you hold on to feelings from past events and you bring it into the present, that's what creates the mixed message. Just like this: please join me, but don't. I'm not sure if I can. Please buy from me from don't. I'm not sure if I can be responsible. Please purchase from me, but I'm very uncomfortable in receiving the money. This is the mixed message that so many people live in. Sales is the highest paid profession in the world. I started my selling career as a teenager. 19 years old, I was selling Time Life books in Denver, Colorado on 6th and Washington downtown. I found out real quickly that I was very good at it. This was the summer of 1976. The United States was in the Olympic Games in Montreal, and I was going into a sweatshop type of environment, cold calling on the telephone. I was calling leads in Enid, Oklahoma. I remember that like yesterday. I was closing sales. My shift was from 8 o'clock until noon, 4 hours of live cold calling. I did that all summer. I eventually went into sales and marketing with a degree in radio and television. I sold radio time, television time. I sold yellow pages. I sold multimedia, all of which were straight commission sales jobs. Now, I was not a job person, but I did get good experience. And most importantly, I learned the inner game of selling. I bought the great book by the great Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling, in 1985. I still have the original copy. I yellowed it and yellowed it and yellowed it, highlighted it, read it over and over. But most importantly, practiced the simple discipline one day at a time over and over of calling leads. One of my team leaders from 1996 and 7 is on the Facebook Live today. His name is T.C. Bradley. T.C. went on to be a top-tier influencer and affluencer. He takes people's books to bestseller in Amazon. TC placed an ad in the USA Today in 1996 that I answered. And in that company, I became the number one income earner in that company. I was $100,000 in credit card debt, not because I was a compulsive debtor, because I was compulsive at making bad choices when it comes to businesses. See, I qualified it. I had my set of challenges when I entered that. Now, being able to prospect is being able to be focused, relaxed. Someone said to me recently, I perform best when there's people around me. I perform best in Starbucks. No, that's what you've conditioned yourself to behave. Your body produces its best in a relaxed body. Your body doesn't produce its best when your back's against the wall. That's another misnomer. You produce your best when you're in consciousness, not in anxiety, fear, and doubt, not in an overwhelmed state. But if you're overwhelmed about the outcome that has not happened, about the possibility of prospecting, the possibility of someone saying no to you, the possibility, see, the possibility for many of you creates a fight or flight mechanism, cuts off your energy, chokes you up, and you cough. Oh my God! And so what happens is most people get overwhelmed. Now, your objective is not to get, your objective is to be and stay in a very relaxed body. When someone doesn't buy from me, they don't buy from me for multiple reasons. They don't buy from me because they're not a qualified buyer. They don't buy from me because they'll tell themselves they don't have the money. They won't buy from me because they don't see the value. They won't buy from me, whatever reason they won't buy from me, and that's their responsibility, not mine. My responsibility is to see if they're a qualified buyer. What I do is I present a value proposition. So if I'm selling a Mercedes, I don't have to own that Mercedes to sell it. But I do have to know a little bit about the drivetrain, a little bit about the car, but I don't have to be a mechanic to sell this car. Because what I'm really selling is the brand. I'm selling the experience. I'm selling the outcome. I'm selling what's going to feel like to put the key in that car or be able to touch the button on that Mercedes. I'm selling the beauty, the appeal. I'm selling the outcome. And that's what most people don't do. They can't do this because they're so freaking overwhelmed. And when you let go of your anxiety about the outcome that hasn't happened, now you can be and stay in a relaxed body. When you are selling, prospecting, any conversation or communication that you have with someone should be a short conversation, not a 10, 15, 20, 30, 2-hour drunkalogue like a lot of people do. You're not there to talk about the business. You're not there to talk about the products. You're there to qualify the buyer. And then you want to have a very simple system where the buyer can view the product or view the system or view the business with a video or any multitude of tools that you can use, so you're not doing the talking. Your objective is to be the one who does the asking, connecting, communicating. There's three types of questions that you ask. Small talk, how are you today? Where are you from? Fact-finding questions. How committed are you to changing the quality of your life? How committed are you to purchasing a home in 2019? You're qualifying the buyer by fact-finding. And then rapport building is where you start to connect with each other. Common points of interest, where are you from originally? I'm from there as well. Have you ever been to this place? So that's rapport building. So there's small talk, fact-finding, rapport building. This should be in a very, very relaxed body. Now, we used to use this old term, and TC is pointing this out, massive action for massive results. Now, I wrote a post in Sobriety Consciousness. Myself, I don't know how many calls I've had in my life, but it's somewhere in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands of communications I've had with people about products, benefits, features, and services, because that's what I sell. I sell products, benefits, features, services, and I sell that I'm a self-proclaimed expert in my field of endeavor, which is coaching. I also sell the outcome, the possibility of being sober, the possibility of being in recovery, the possibility of being a millionaire. I don't guarantee anything, but I sell the possibility. And the possibility moves someone up into a state called courage. Now, when you move into courage, you're beginning to separate yourself from anxiety, fear, and doubt. Courage is a low level of energy. It only calibrates out at about 200 cycles a second. But courage is the beginning and the bottom of consciousness. Because once you move into courage, you're now stepping out of doubt. And in courage, you can step into a place called be, where I'm being present. I'm being in the moment. It's in that be state that you start to change your listening ability. So you can hear what's meant, not said. Yeah, let me get back to you. So what does that really mean? It really means this. It means that I'm not really interested. Thank you for your time. Goodbye. That's what it means. It doesn't mean you were rejected. The person wasn't mean to you. They didn't abandon you. They didn't buy from you. Because for whatever reason, they weren't interested. When someone isn't interested, you don't follow up with them. You don't keep stalking them. The fortune is not in the follow-up. There is no fortune. It's the skill. You're not focused on the fortune. You are focused on mastering the skills. You follow up with a few people that give you follow-up signals. You follow up with someone that's a qualified buyer. You follow up with someone in the sequence of the selling experience that you're in. Different vocations, different jobs, different selling experience have different sales cycles. I once coached a guy in the transportation industry. It was about a year process for him to be able to sell his clients. That's the system that he's in. I like one and done. I like one conversation, it's done. That's me, one and done. Sometimes it'll be two conversations, and I'll re-engage someone if they reapproach me, but I typically don't follow up with them unless I feel there's a reason to. You don't follow up everyone, you follow up people who common sense dictates it. But you don't follow up with 7 times, 10 times, you don't drip on people. I mean, you're gonna hear these stories about people that did this and this, and that's good, but here's what you wanna understand. I mean, you take a common sense approach to being an entrepreneur. Well, it doesn't make sense to continue to follow up with someone that tells you they're not interested. It doesn't make sense to me to continue to stalk someone who lets me know they don't have any money. If I'm selling real estate, I'm not gonna go over and pick someone up, put them in my car, drive them across town, and they can't qualify for a loan. I mean, this is what many people don't understand. I mean, it's a common sense approach to being a business owner. If you want to be a millionaire rather than sucking air, well, that's a whole different mindset. I mean, that mindset is you're skilled at the transactions. I coached a very good client of mine today, Bob Tierney, who used to be my client several years ago. Now, he understands the inner game of this process. And any of you can learn this process. I coached a young man recently, Mikhail Jessen. He's a very, very skilled sales professional. Nick Horner is watching the Facebook Live today, who's a multiple five-figure income earner in his early 30s in the insurance industry. Now, when I met him, he was just coming off being on a tour of duty in Afghanistan. He was a Marine with some challenges left over from his war experience. Now, today, about 8 years later, he's a professional sales professional. I mean, in the insurance industry. Anyone can do this, however, most people don't because of the story and the significance they give to rejection and abandonment. Your prospects are not rejecting you and they're not abandoning you. If they're not buying from you, there are a few reasons, and here are some of the reasons. Usually, they don't buy from you because you're ineffective. That's number one. They don't buy from you because they're not a qualified buyer. You're not skilled at the process, and so you talk at them. You talk at them and you talk to them. You're not really finding out if they're a qualified buyer. They don't buy from you because they're not interested. They don't buy from you because they're not committed. They don't buy from you because they don't have the credit, let alone money. They don't have the money, but most of them don't have the credit. They don't buy from you because you spend too much time talking. These are some of the reasons that people do not buy from you. If you're going to be a sales professional, you learn to ask qualifying questions. Have you ever considered hiring me to be your coach? I mean, this is what many people will let the money talk themselves out of the experience. When someone asks you how much does it cost up front, with me, they're automatically disqualified. I know right there they are not a qualified buyer. Because if they're more concerned with money than they are the value. And what you will find if you become a professional, if the value is great enough, a certain percent of the population will find the money. Because when the value is great, the money discrepancy starts to disappear. So here are some of the objections that you'll receive from people. I don't have the money. I want to think about it. I want to naturally, I want to run it by my significant other, my spouse, the blow-up doll in the closet, someone down the street as broke as I am, naturally. And I had someone say to me, I'm sure you can appreciate that I have to run it by my, I said, what I appreciate is someone who can make a decision. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate someone who can see the value and can make the decision. That's what I appreciate. I mean, you can appreciate whatever you want, but don't assume I appreciate that you can't make a decision. I appreciate people who see the value and can pull the trigger. I appreciate people who see it, seize it, and take advantage of it. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate people who are ITF, in the flow. I appreciate people that are the freaking juice, dude. That's what I appreciate. I don't appreciate people who tiptoe quietly through life. That doesn't mean they're not good people, but I don't have any appreciation for that. I appreciate people willing to do what I'm doing. They'll stay in the process long enough. They'll master the skills, habits, and mindset. They will learn the simple emotional discipline. They'll go to an AA meeting. They'll read a book. They'll stay engaged long enough that they break through. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate people who are serious and not curious. I appreciate people who are in the solution, not the problem. That's what I appreciate. And not everyone's going to do that. I understand that. I also understand that in the law of the few, only a few people have the courage to stay in the game long enough and persevere long enough to be that person they know that they are capable of. Now, my good friend T.C. Bradley is right here on this Facebook Live. He and I go back 24 years ago. Oh my God, Steve Jaffe is watching. Steve was my client about 10 years ago. Awesome young man. T.C. and I go back 24 years. He placed an ad in the USA Today. I was on the cross street of Beverly Glen and Olympic Boulevard, December 26, 1996, when I answered a USA Today ad that he placed in there that says, "Attitude, I refuse to let you fail." I had one of those old cell phones with the antenna, and I had a root beer colored beeper, 1990 Honda Accord, $100,000 in credit card debt, way behind on my dreams. Next year, I stepped into that business. I'm like, whoa, this is the business I'm looking for. I'll give you context. David Icke was one of our keynote speakers. Now, David Icke, are you freaking kidding me, dude? David Icke's the number one conspiracy speaker in the world. Ron Paul spoke at some of our events. Ed Griffin, who authored the best-selling groundbreaking book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, he was one of our keynote speakers. TC and I were like this. We were inseparable. We were closing sales together. We were building a team. I maxed out like three levels of his pay plan with him. He went on to become a multiple six-figure income earner. And now today, TC takes authors to bestseller on... He took my book, Breakthrough Factor, to bestseller in two categories. See, that's what happened to him and me when we learned how to ask questions in a sequence. We learned how to close sales. TC had six-figure months back there, as I was having six-figure months. My first six-figure month, six-figure week, six-figure day, all that happened back in the day. And I tell you this, I'm from a small town in Iowa, Clarinda, Iowa, 7,500, Maryville, Missouri, 17,700. Those are the two towns I grew up in that area. I'm from small town, middle America, and if I can do it, you can do it. But if you did what I did, if you actually, see, it's not paying the price, it's learning the simple emotional discipline to communicate. Now, what unfortunately most people don't do is they won't learn the skills because they have so much anxiety about the outcome. The skills are simple. The skills are asking the questions in sequence, learning how to effectively interview someone and qualify them for your time, your product, your benefit, your service, and your feature. It's being in a very relaxed body, not putting pressure on you or your prospect. When you're desperate, your prospect feels it. When you're anxious, your prospect feels it. When you have broke thoughts, your prospect feels it. So there's nothing about tricking the brain. There's no such thing as or tricking your body. Because what you do is you don't get significance to the past, that's regret, or significance to the future, that's anxiety. You focus right here, right now. But when you tell yourself, I haven't, so I can't, I haven't had success, so I can't show other people how to be successful, now you're in the way of the progress. This isn't about you, this is about you being skilled at who you're being, and then you asking the questions in the sequence. Now when you start to be that person, now you start to create results, now you start to let go. Now the process becomes easier. Congratulations to my exceptional coaching client, Joe DiBianca, who just experienced a multiple five-figure week and a five-figure day. So see, that can happen to you. I'm very proud of Joe for being that man that he's capable of being. He was my client for 7 years. I mean, that's amazing to watch him break through. He's setting himself up to have his first multiple six-figure year. That could be you. That's the value of learning the skills, the habits, and the mindset of being a professional entrepreneur. Jeffrey Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, tonight at midnight, Eastern Standard Time, 12 p.m. Pacific. I will host another Facebook Live. If you would like me to cover a topic for you specifically on tonight's Facebook Live, send it to me in Messenger and I will definitely consider it. I'll be in Baltimore, Maryland this Saturday with Robin Cermak and Deborah Roeder, two of my hosts. They'll be bringing people to the event. Next Saturday, I will be in Billings, Montana, God's country, big sky country. On August 3rd, I will be from Billings, Montana one weekend to Long Island, New York the next weekend. That is quite an interesting experience. You have a great day.